5 is actually very similar to rate 3. So rate 5, which is probably the most popular one, in that example, I'm still going to use the 5-disk example. So data, and then a parity. But in rate 5, the last disk drive is not the only one that has parity. You rotate the parity around in the 5-disk drive. So the first one may have data, parity, and then the next one is data, parity, disk parity. So in other words, you move that stuff around. Parity is done in a round robin kind of a scenario. So all 5 disk drives have combination of data and parity. And once again, if a single disk drive in that pairing dies, you can recreate that information from the remaining 4 disk drives. So it can tolerate a single disk drive failure. So that improves the availability, obviously. And clearly, you get better performance because you are also striping on the other 4 disk drives. So that's a RAID 5 implementation.